The red soul's a dead giveaway that there is more to the woman than meets the eye. Spending 6 nights a week for the last 7 years here at Lucky's has taught me a lot about people. I can usually spot a closet Beyonce wannabe a mile away. I smirk to myself, picturing Redhead standing in front of her bedroom mirror, letting her hair down and singing into her hairbrush, wearing nothing but those $900 Le Boutins. The crowd has doubled in the last half hour. It's Saturday night, and the late movie across the street just let out. I jump behind the bar to help Avery for a little while, and tell the DJ to throw on some house music so he can pitch in waiting tables until things slow down. 20 minutes later, I notice the drink order Avery is making. Those for the same group that ordered them a little while ago? She's finishing off mixing another round of mojitos, and the colors settling in the tall tequila sunrise glass are already at full peak. I think so. Redhead with a bun? Yep, that's her. I got 20, she's our flasher. Flasher is a term we use for the patron who takes us by surprise. Without fail, there's one every weekend. They come in looking conservative, wearing their sleek taupe Burberry raincoats cinched tightly at the waist. But a few drinks and a microphone later, they're up on stage whipping open their coats, flashing us their flesh as they grind their hips like a pro stripper. Bet she's covering a red G-string under that knee-length skirt, too. Her? Are you joking? She's wearing fucking pearls. I arch an eyebrow. Is that a yes? Avery reaches into her pocket and digs out a 20. She shoves it into an empty glass and sets it on a shelf holding liquor bottles behind her. Put your money up and cover the bar. I need to get a close look at pearls and make a stop at the bathroom. You know, I'm still your boss for another. I look at my watch. Nearly 11 o'clock. 5 hours. I've known you since middle school. Who are you kidding? You'll still be the boss even after I own half the place. She kisses me on the cheek as she rushes by. 10 minutes later, I'm still alone behind the bar, and Avery is nowhere to be found. I'm sure she's in the back alley smoking, even though she swears every day that she's quit. I check the IDs of 3 very young-looking, pretty girls. They're over 21, but barely. I can't miss their conversation. Seriously, he has to be gay. Why? Because he hasn't noticed you yet? No, because he's too perfect to be straight. Could we buy someone a drink? One of the young blondes asks me. Of course. What do you want me to send over? They giggle for a few minutes, then decide on a screaming orgasm for their intended target. I mix the vodka, Bailey's, and Kahlua and pour it over a tumbler of ice. Okay, who's the lucky recipient? All 3 of them point to the other end of the bar and say in unison, him. Lord, that is one beautiful man. The 3 blondes were clearly not the only ones to notice. The brunette next to him with her full boobage on display is giving him her rapt attention when I walk over. Yet I feel his eyes on me as I walk down the long bar. I'm used to being hit on. Men seem to find an attractive woman whose sole purpose is to deliver them alcohol, an alluring combination. They tend to become even bolder after tossing back a few drinks. Halfway down the bar, I stop to refill a beer for a patron. I don't need to look up as I pour to know beautiful man is still watching me. The hair on the back of my neck is all the confirmation I need. He never takes his gaze off me. Even when I turn, catch his eyes, and silently call him on his staring. I'm here to deliver you a screaming orgasm. Damn, he's even hotter up close. Sandy brown, shoulder-length hair tousled just the right amount to make him look like he's just gotten laid. Long, lean torso, tattoos on his forearms peeking out from his long-sleeve fitted shirt. Nice. Then he smiles. Dimples. Yep, he definitely just got laid. Thank you, but I have a ladies first policy. He winks. I stare at him for a moment, then drop my eyes down to the drink, leading him to follow. Oh, you meant the drink. He smirks. It's sexy as hell, and he knows it. I roll my eyes, but there's a reluctant smile hidden just beneath the surface. It's from the 3 barely legal ladies down at the end. I nod in their direction, and all 3 smile broadly and wave.